Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Gigi Jackson will just dribble it out. And that'll take us to the finish line. Big scoring night in Memphis. Minnesota wins it 141 to 125.
Minnesota!
Yay! There it is. Brian Anderson on the call for TNT as your Minnesota Timberwolves get the job done. 141-125 over the hated Memphis Grizzlies. Anthony Edwards, 44 points. Joe Shasky's boy, Julius Randle, 31 points.
Why is that important?
Why is that important? I'll tell you why it's important. Because like, now the Golden State Warriors.
Like, what the hell? We're talking Minnesota, Memphis?
Give it to me again. Where's my Minnesota drops? It's going to be Minnesota this first
Minnesota!
Segment. Yeah.
Hey!
No, we're not in Minneapolis, St. Paul. This is San Francisco. We are still in, Joe. But I'll tell you why it's important. Because now the Warriors control their own destiny once again. That was taken away from them after that loss to San Antonio. We were all upset. Everyone was angry. You were despondent yesterday. The calls were going nuts. Is it Pod's fault? Is it Kuminga's fault? Is it Kerr's fault? Is it Sam Lubman's fault? Is it Carter's fault? It's all of our faults.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Thank you. But now, after that loss, the Memphis Grizzlies lost, the Warriors are back in control to be a playoff and not a play-in team. They still got to take care of business
tonight.
We landed
on the moon.
Thank you, in 1969.
No,
just letting you know. Did you know that? That was the year.
It's the Dumb and Dumber. I was doing that.
You landed on the moon. Thank okay. you. I get all the references. Okay. Don't worry. All right.
I was just going to keep going down the rabbit hole.
Please. Yeah. He must work out. Samsonite. I was way off.
One of the great lines.
Of course.
You had gloves the whole time.
Totally redeemed yourself.
I'm telling you, Dumb and Dumber, all time classic.
I can literally quote everything about that. But that's neither here nor there. All right. Dumb and Dumber, what you would have felt like as a fan base had the Warriors been playing in a play-in scenario. But they're a playoff team right now. So again, updated standings. Real quick, before I throw it to you. Nuggets the 4. Clippers the 5. They're both 48-32. And they're a game up on the now 6-seeded Golden State Warriors, who are 47-33. Now, both those teams, as you know, have the tiebreak over you currently. So really, there are 2 games up still, but, and it's a big but, shout out Kim Kardashian, if the Clippers lose tonight, or the Nuggets and you win, you're tied heading to that final game. And if you beat the Clippers on Sunday, you could be the fifth seed. And maybe if the Nuggets lose on Sunday, you could be up to the four seed, potentially.
I'm not even
going to... I'm just saying.
I know.
I have to do it all right now, okay?
Just win, baby.
Thank you, Al Davis. Rest in peace. But yesterday was huge for the Dubs. And now you got to take care of business on your end. And it starts in Portland. And I saw the injury report. I was listening to Willard and Dibbs yesterday. We did an incredible interview with Steve Kerr. We're going to play some of that. He had some interesting thoughts. But the amount of injuries that are on Portland right now, if you lose tonight, then you got real problems.
I think we've learned that they can win and lose against anyone.
Thank you. So I say that all to say good morning to everyone out there just waking up, and you're probably saying, Minnesota, why are we opening with that? Well, it was a big win for them over the Memphis Grizzlies. So now you're back in playoff mode. Take care of business these next two games. You're a playoff and not a play-in team, and I think that would calm the waters, right?
The Warriors just have to worry about tonight.
There you go.
One game at a time. And I was listening to Willard and Dibbs, and Steve Kerr had a line. Well, you know, the play-in isn't a death sentence. Steve, I love you. I love you, Steve. For us and our psyche, it might be. We haven't won a play-in game. What, like,
ever. 0-3 all time.
Okay, it might not be a death sentence. No, but boy, it sure makes it a lot more frightening.
Right.
And I hear him like, well, we got this guy and we got that guy. And yeah, we lost to the Hawks. And yes, we lost to the freaking Spurs. So they have to win tonight. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to go four seed hunting. I'm not going to talk about the five seed. All they have to worry about is beating the Blazers tonight. And then tomorrow's a new day. I will worry about what's going on tomorrow when I have results of tonight from the rest of the NBA. And we can kind of recalibrate and figure out what the best course of action is for Sunday.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Again, we are streaming all day long on all those platforms, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. It's a 50 Cent Friday. It's a Feel Good Friday. It's a Payday Friday, baby. It's a Masters Friday. Scottie Scheffler looking great. Justin Rose, leader in the clubhouse currently. It's one day. People are going to start fading over the weekend. We got moving day tomorrow. So can't wait to watch some Masters over the weekend. And what's going to be an incredible weekend, because on Monday, we're going to find out finally who the Warriors are going to be playing. And at some point today, we're going to go to the calls. We're going to go to the phones, as they are always open at 888-957-9570. And who do the Dub Nation, who do the people want to be playing in that first round? If they get to the first round, we'll get to that. And plus, shameless shout out, 7:45. We got Bonte joining us in the 9 o'clock hour for the entire hour. Very curious to hear his thoughts on where this team is at emotionally, mentally, physically, heading into these next two games, which again, Blazers-Warriors tonight in Portland. Coverage of that at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip-off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. And then the game on Sunday, I think all eyes are going to be on that one. On Masters Sunday, it's going to be 12:30 tip. And we'll have, again, all that coverage leading up to it right here on 95.7 The Game at 12:30 tip. Clippers-Warriors. And could that be a potential scenario where... Do you want the Nuggets? Do you want the Lakers? Again, I know you're saying just win tonight.
I know.
We have to start thinking about all these things because we're not going to be here until Monday. And two games are going to have taken place since then. So it starts tonight, though, as you said, Joe. Just take care of business tonight. No funny business. No playing with your food. Right? None of that. Just go out there and dominate from start to finish. Because you have Stephen Curry. You have Jimmy Butler. You have Draymond Green. You have Steve Kerr. And they have Scoot Henderson. Like, come on.
Joe, if they lose tonight, they deserve to be in the play-in. You lose back-to-back games against the Spurs,
I kind of agree,
and the Blazers.
Yeah,
you deserve to be in the play-in. Yeah. If I'm being 100% frank, and the way I view this is that we could isolate any individual game that they've lost over the last 4 months. Forget just the last month and a half. But if you lose back-to-back, given what's at stake here, and look, they could say, hey, we're not frightened going into, you're lying to yourself. Mm. You're lying to yourself. I want no part. Did you watch Minnesota last night?
They looked incredible.
I'm not pretending to be.
That's a one game, sample size right there.
I'm not pretending to be Mr. League Pass, but that game was on Max, aka TNT.
Thank you.
And I watched it from the third quarter on.
Minnesota is frightening.
They scored 52 in the third quarter.
And look, 52. I know we just beat Memphis. Memphis is frightening, too. They can go on an explosion at any time.
I mean, talk about explosions. Those celebrations from Ja Morant throwing those grenades into the crowd is incredible. I'm all in on the grenade throws. The gun's one thing.
That guy should probably stay away from all firearms and all things that detonate.
Was it Carter or Sam that said next time the crowd needs to go boom when he throws the grenade into their helmet? Carter, that was all time. Who are those two guys that do the boom, boom, boom? You know what I'm talking about?
I know. The Costco.
Get the Rizzler in there and make it a thing. Let's go. The Rizzler?
I worry about his long-term health. I'm being 100% honest.
Come on, he's fine. Hey, Carter,
he's probably
yes,
not. But...
let's go.
No, I don't think he is, dude. I legitimately feel bad.
No, he's
fine. There's a fine line on some of these things. That family's odd.
Hey, I don't even think he's related to that family.
The Boom Boom family?
The Boom Boom family's different
from
the Rizzlers.
That guy's a weirdo.
Well, you know what? They're having fun. He's being a good father with the son. I'm not mad at that, all right? Maybe me and Benny are going to have some Costco reviews going forward. Who knows? Chuck E. Cheese? I'm not mad at that. McDonald's reveal?
The bit is just about done for me.
Okay.
It had a moment in time.
So don't get the Rizzler on at 888-957-9570, courtesy of the River Islands guest. Like, can we reach out to him? I know Nahegan probably knows
him. Actually, at 8 o'clock today, we got a surprise guest now.
Sam, don't get me excited.
Like, here's where I feel bad. He's a child, and part of the... people make fun of how he looks, and I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like that.
You know what?
I'm just being honest. I'm very sensitive about children and you know, adults making fun of how they look. I'm not trying to be a pro clusher. I'm not. I'm really not.
That's any walk of life. Everyone's going to make fun of you.
When it's a child, I get uncomfortable.
Sure, but I was also two or three. I was like five or six, and my nose started coming in, and I got told about it all the time. It's all right. Just make it your armor. You'll never be used against you. Shout out Tyrion Lannister. And the Rizzler, I love you, buddy. All right, keep doing your thing. I got your back, my brother. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And again, big win yesterday as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. Can they get the job done and be a playoff team? The fact that it's coming down to this is actually insane given where we were a couple months ago. Isn't it? Is it not like crazy to think about this turnaround that this team has had? I understand we're all in playoff mode, but let's just take a step back real quick and talk about where this team was just a few months ago heading into the trade deadline.
There's an alternate universe where we are the current Phoenix Suns.
Yes, absolutely.
Where things just like, you know, the Steph butt injury, let's say that happens and they don't acquire Jimmy and they don't go on this big run. You know, there is a possibility that they pack it up. I'm not saying that that's what Steph would have wanted to do, but they might not have been in a position to go on a run. And you might be looking up and you're the 11 seed right now.
Or you're facing the Kings again, and you're going back to Sacramento for a one-game scenario, which you don't want.
One game under when they made the Jimmy deal.
Yep.
25-26 or 24-25.
Something like that.
I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It's absolutely incredible.
But I'm also of the nature that there are individual games that they won that maybe they shouldn't have, but some of the losses just really stick with me because the top dogs were the culprits in why they didn't finish it out.
Right. And they have no one to blame for them than themselves.
Exactly.
If it comes down to that last game against the Clippers, and either you lose or win, we'll see what happens there, and you find yourself in a scenario where maybe you're playing the Nuggets or the Lakers and you don't want to play that team, well, they had their opportunity to maybe control and maybe get home court, and wouldn't have to worry about that. Then maybe you're facing a Grizzlies or a T-Wolves.
I mean, let's just go through the schedule. That Philly loss on the Saturday night?
Bad.
That was bad.
Quentin Grimes.
What else?
No Jimmy Butler in that game, but no excuses.
Okay,
right?
But you still should have won.
The Atlanta Hawks game for me.
Okay.
Starting off that six-game road trip with the just getting blown out by Trae Young and them boys.
Yeah.
That can't happen. I don't care if Steph's not there. I don't care.
I'm with you. The Atlanta Hawks, the Philly Spurs game most recently.
That was bad.
How about the Nuggets game with no Jokic and no Murray?
That was bad.
Okay.
I mean, Aaron Gordon looked like a god.
He did.
The Miami Heat revenge game. We were all talking about it for weeks.
Yeah.
Jimmy's return to MIA.
I give the Heat, you know, a little more credit. I'm not saying that you should have won that game, but you didn't even show up. To me, it was about energy level, so I'm not even going to put that in there.
They're eight games under 500.
I'm looking at those four games. If one of those games, and I'm sure we could pick another one. Is there another one I'm omitting, guys? But I'm sure we could pick a lot of games, but there are at least
four games, Philly, Spurs, Atlanta, Nuggets. If you win one of those, how different does this weekend play out?
That's a great point.
One of them.
Just one. I'm looking through some of the losses. They didn't really lose a whole hell of a lot with Jimmy Butler. Like, those are kind of the only ones. The first game that they did lose was that Lakers game, but neither Luka nor Jimmy Butler played that one. So I'm not even going to use that one. The Mavericks, that's another good one.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie going off.
Good call.
Kyrie, that was one right there.
That third quarter, you don't even call a timeout. That was a nightmare.
Yep. That's a good one. That's a good one. Did you say Jazz? Was that early on in the season? Was that prior to Jimmy Buckets?
Right before they traded.
Right.
Throw that to the side.
Yeah.
Such a different team.
Yeah.
So we got about five wins. If you can give me one of those five pretty bad losses, just one. I mean, maybe I'm getting too greedy here. Am I?
Greed is good. Shout out Gordon Gekko.
Thank you. I do love that.
Wall Street?
Yeah. But, you know, it just sucks that it's coming down to, and I don't want to face James Harden and Kawhi Leonard on Sunday and have it matter for your playing game.
Real quick, that's a hilarious sentence, just given where the Clippers have been at for years now in Kawhi's health and James Harden. Like, we make fun of these guys. Like, it sucks that, like, it's come to that. That it's kind of become a punchline with injuries with Kawhi, which sucks because he is an all-time player.
Right.
And it sucks that it's turned into that, but it's been a thing. Like, the fact that I even still have to say, yeah, Kawhi, if he's healthy, like, that, for years we've been saying that. And I don't know if, like, on Sunday, is he even going to play in that game? I don't know. You know what's sad, real quick, on the Clippers thing? Because you might be playing them maybe in the first round. I don't know how things are going to shake out. We got a couple games to go here. 888-957-9570 is the number to weigh in. But it's sad that I even thought the Clippers in a playoff series. I told Carter, he's like, you think they rest Kawhi like a game or two in a series if they feel like they could win it still? Like, just a game two. If they sneak a game one, do they just not play him in game two? Which sounds insane, but that's how I have to think about it. Like, that's where we're at with Kawhi and his injury history. So I don't even know if he's going to play on Sunday. Hopefully he does, because I like to see all the players play at their best. But yeah, like, the fact that it's coming down to there, and again, I'm going to say this again, Clippers, hottest team in the NBA. They've won six in a row, and they got a big game tonight that has ramifications. All these teams in the West basically do.
So who are they playing tonight?
So the Kings are going to be playing the Clippers in Kings. Sacramento tonight.
That, we're relying on them.
That's a big one, though. Well, the Kings, sneakily, I want to say they've won. Oh, they just had a loss, but they had won three in a row prior to that last L, and that was against the Nuggets. That was a tight game, though, for a little bit, right?
I mean, they're basically vying to have a home game.
Correct.
In the 9-10 game.
Correct. They would like to host the Mavericks. And can we look up back there, guys, who has the tiebreak between those two teams?
The Kings have the tiebreak.
Okay, so the Kings basically have a two-game lead over the Mavericks. So if the Kings
need to win one more.
Correct. So if they do win tonight, they could rest on Sunday.
I like that.
Yeah, so they have a lot to play for tonight. Are you all in? Kenny Caraway? Damian Barley? ESPN 1320?
How pathetic is it? The Warriors are relying on the Kings.
Well, you were relying on the Lakers earlier in the week because you wanted them to beat the Thunder, so the Rockets...
We're all lighting the beam tonight.
Right, so
you know what we call that?
What?
It's desperate.
No.
Well, we're desperate.
That's okay to be a little desperate sometimes, right?
I think
desperate
we kind of are, though. That's the thing.
I know we are. I'm acknowledging it. Trust me. This season has been insane. If they could just get into the playoffs as a top six team, I will be able to take a deep breath, and then we can all relax, and then we can focus on exactly who the opponent is and start breaking it down. The problem with this Warrior team, and it's, I can't think of any other team that I think of like this in modern sports. I love them in a seven-game series. I hate them in a play-in scenario.
Well, no.
Why is that?
Because it's a single-game elimination. It's the same reason why.
But if I would have said Brady in a single game elimination, I'm taking Brady.
Well, Tom Brady.
If I said Patrick Mahomes in a single game elimination, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes. If I would have said, you know, let's go Justin Verlander, who's on the Giants right now, but like over the last six, 7 years, final game, game seven elimination, I'm probably taking Verlander. We have Steph Curry, and yet I'm still petrified of a play-in game.
Because they've shown you that they're 0-3, and it doesn't matter. Steph can have a bad game, and no one else can step up. Like, that is a thing that has happened. Klay Thompson goes 0-for last year in a play-in scenario, right? Like, you go up against the Lakers in that first, I think it was the first ever, like, play-in game, right? That was during the COVID year, like, post-COVID. And, you know, Jordan Poole, that was kind of his little coming out party for a little bit. But LeBron hits that three over Steph. He sees the three rims. It was craziness. And then you lose to... Who was it? Who's my guy that they make fun of? He looks like Ted Cruz from Duke. Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen had a game against you as a Memphis Grizzly in that second play-in game, and they won.
The name of guys who have gone off on you this year is not a sexy list.
Right.
It's okay, Aaron Gordon is one of the more accomplished players on this list.
Local
it's
guy.
A bunch of Keldon Johnsons and
Stephon Castle.
Stephon Castle's.
I know.
He could be
Blake Wesley
star.
Making some buckets. Blake Wesley.
I mean, who is the guy in Philadelphia that destroyed?
Quentin Grimes.
Quentin Grimes.
He's actually, real quick, Quentin Grimes has been an unbelievable tear. He's been, like, really good. But it started maybe with
how
the
many
Warriors.
Names in the NBA would the casual fan name before they got to Quentin Grimes?
I think you'd be surprised, actually. Quentin Grimes, it's cool.
He's been killing people, honestly. Yeah.
Sure. My mother-in-law would have no idea who he is.
No, but it's a cool name, and he won't forget it. Quentin Grimes is a pretty cool name. No? Grimer? Shout out Pokemon?
Also was traded by the Mavericks.
There you go. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by Safeway. Again, shameless shout out, 7:45. Bonte Hill, 9 o'clock. Memphis
the
takes a big L yesterday.
No, I got to stop you. The anxiety, it's killing me. Am I alone? Warrior fans, is this anxiety killing you?
888-957-9570. Are you in desperation mode, Dub Nation? We're going to get into all the different scenarios, all the different machinations. You got to win tonight. Also, we're going
to
touch a little bit because there's a big series happening this weekend. In baseball, the Giants are taking on the Yankees. Arson Judge, that still do anything for you, Giants fans? We'll get into that.
Why do you got to twist the knife?
Because I want to on 95.7 The Game. Jamming out to that one. Grizzlies taking the L yesterday, 125-141. Minnesota getting it done. Your boys, Anthony Edwards, who you doubted at times. Julius Randle, who you doubted at times.
Oh, Randle had some big boards.
Dude,
he looked good.
No, he looked incredible. Like, real quick. On the Timberwolves?
Yeah, they scare me.
In a series, if you're getting that Julius Randle, that team could go all the way through the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Like, if that is the version, like, that's the thing, though. If you're going to get that version of Julius Randle, that's not baked into the equation right now.
Anthony Edwards.
That's some good games. Anthony Edwards, I know, is going to baller. He's gonna chuck it up. He's going to do his thing.
He had 44.
Julius Randle, 31. And again, he had Nas Reed didn't even have his greatest shooting night. He had 14 points off the bench. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I know you like him, 10 points off the bench. Rudy Gobert, he was perfect. 13 points for Rudy.
Hey, Gobert's a solid player.
He gets picked on in the playoffs, though. He'll get isolated certain small ball situations. He'll get played off the
floor. Sure. Show me a big in the modern NBA who doesn't.
Anthony Davis.
Okay, that's one. Literally one.
That's it. That's all I got.
I mean, even Jokic gets isolated. He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Like,
he does.
We act like these guys don't have flaws, but I get your point.
So if you're just joining us, Western Conference, after some of the action that took place yesterday, Lakers 3, Nuggets 4, Clippers 5, Warriors 6, Grizzlies 7, by virtue of the tiebreaker, because the Warriors, Grizzlies, and T-Wolves all have the same record, but because of tiebreak scenarios, it's Warriors, Grizzlies, T-Wolves now, and I take round two of that Grizzlies-Timberwolves in a play, and I'd love to see that, especially if I'm a Warriors fan, because that means we're going to be in the playoffs. And again, coverage starts at 6 o'clock today with Warriors Live. Be sure to tune in, and it's going to be brought to you by Xfinity Stream Sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Tip off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Don't take any chances tonight, all right? Desperate times call for desperate measures. Keep all these guys in. You got a day off in between. Get that rest. Make sure you lock everything in. And again, you know what does Steph like to tweet out? Lock in Dub Nation. He might want to tweet one of those tonight. I don't know if he does it all the time now. He used to. But lock in Dub Nation for this one.
You had teased right before the break that the San Francisco Giants were going back east.
They are. They're in the Bronx already, probably, right? New York?
We've got a very big, and we'll get right back into the Warriors, but I do want to give the Giants some love. I mean, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. One of the great wins of the season it's really early, but that come from behind win on Wednesday was pretty exciting. And we get masked because of the loss to the Spurs. Kind of dominated everything yesterday.
Sure. But also they were salvaging a series. It was an exciting win, but they avoided getting swept, which again, huge for the mentals, and you were talking about
it. I
mean,
you hit a walk-off splash, you know.
Yeah, it was fun.
Splash walk-off. That's pretty fun.
It was fun.
Down 5, and Verlander just staying in the game. But real quick, Robbie Ray goes tonight against Marcus Stroman.
Stroman's been awful.
I think this is a great opportunity for Willy Adames to just take a deep breath and get his bat back. If you've been not paying attention to the Giants right now, they're highest paid free agent in the history of you know, because of the money. The
history
amount
of ever.
Yeah. He's struggling right now. He's swinging at a lot of pitches that are out of the zone. You could feel that he's pressing. I still think he's a really good player. I think he's played really good defense for the most part. They've turned a lot of big inning-ending double plays and inning-changing double plays. But he needs to get the bat going. And I think going back east, playing in Yankee Stadium against this particular staff of the Yankees that's a little vulnerable right now. I mean, this is a good matchup for him this weekend. You get Robbie Ray, Hicks, and then Logan Webb on Sunday in terms of the pitching matchups. Yankee Stadium still does it for me, and so I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, no, totally. 49 at-bats for Willie thus far, only 9 hits. He's batting 184, 5 runs, 6 ribbies.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. On base, 241, slugging. Nothing's good right now. It's early. Again, I'm not panicking quite yet because this offense and this team, the Jung-Hoo Lees of the world, are shining, right? They're making plays. Hell, Yaz making plays in the field as well. We know he's a good fielder, but when the bat's on too, shows just how good of a player he actually is. And then, again, you're looking at Wilmer Flores turning into Barry Bonds at times, just hitting the ball.
Been amazing.
And slugging the hell out of it. So it's been fun. And again, I'm looking at the pitching matchups in this series. Robbie Ray, I like that. You got Jordan Hicks, who, as we know, Jordan Hicks, the question for Hicks is going to be not now. It's going to be a couple months from now. And where his body's at, where his arm's at, where the fatigue level is at with Jordan Hicks. Because last year, he started off he was incredible last year. Similar to how he is right now. He's a 2.38 ERA this season, 11 Ks. He's going to be going up against Will Warren, who, exactly, he has a 6 ERA. And then the finale, a battle of a giant and a former giant, Logan Webb v. your boy, Carlos Rodon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. And Logan Webb, the last outing gets kind of overshadowed because of the Camilo Duvall appearance where he blew the game against Hunter Green. That was a throwback pitching classic between the two of them.
I was not to cut you off. It was a great point. But Logan Webb, last time he was pitching in Yankee Stadium, what happened? It was after the old offseason.
Yeah, and they should have hit Aaron Judge in the first at-bat.
Yeah, you thought he should have hit him. They weren't going to do that.
Like, yeah, they served him a home run instead. That was way better. Yeah.
It was a meatball.
Right? That was a smarter move. Just give up a home run to the guy that played you in the offseason.
What, Logan Webb doesn't hate him? He had no ill will against Aaron Judge. Why is he going to throw the ball at him the first game of the year? I'm going to throw at the face of the league?
That's it. That's a red light that comes from ownership and front office.
Yeah, the ownership would have to care about Aaron Judge in that scenario. But they didn't. They didn't. And that was, again, the Farhan Zaidi era. We're on to bigger and better things. The Buster Posey era. Good vibes only, Joe. And I want good vibes back tonight for the Golden State Warriors. Can they get back to having good vibes and being positive heading into this play-in, playoff scenario?
What team's going to show up? Is the team that is ready to play in the first quarter and is going to suffocate the opponent like the Phoenix game? Or is the team that shows up in the first quarter and then reverts back in the second quarter to a team that doesn't know how to play basketball? In terms of comparing it to the Spurs game the other night.
Can you start and finish? That's literally all I'm asking. Because that's all it takes with this team. Against that team, it might not be enough against, the big boys.
I think you gotta have to play harder than that.
Well, no. They started well during the game against the Spurs. They played well in the middle. They just couldn't finish.
One thing that's pretty evident
to me. Start and finish.
Very few teams just completely lay down now like Phoenix did. Phoenix just completely laid down. You cannot anticipate teams laying down. These are professionals. These are people that are fighting for opportunities. I think that This game's going to be a lot more difficult than we're giving it credence to.
Here we go. We got DeAndre Ayton out. This is the injury report. Is this from yesterday? Joe,
it could be Carter, you, me, Lubman, and Matt Nahegan, the program director, and I wouldn't sleep on the effectiveness of us versus the Warriors.
No. Well, I hear you because the G League Pelicans gave the Warriors all they could handle a couple weeks ago.
I mean, we've seen this episode before.
Denny Avdija. Doubtful. He's right thumb sprain, so he's not going to play.
I like him as a player.
I do, too. He's not going to play.
Okay.
Robert Williams, who has been out. Injury for his knee. Anthony Simons, forearm contusion. Out. McGowan's. I don't know who that is. Out.
Peter McGowan?
No. Scoot Henderson, your boy. Concussion. Out.
With all the accessories he's
Jeremy
rocking.
Grant, knee inflammation. Out. DeAndre Ayton, calf strain. Out. Shaden Sharp, questionable. There's no excuses tonight. Literally none tonight.
How many times have we said that? We said it in the Philly game, said it in the Spurs game, said it in the Atlanta game.
And it was still true. There's no excuses.
In the Mavericks game.
And I was listening to Will and Dibs yesterday. They had a little tussle, a little back and forth.
What was the tussle over?
It was about the word fatigue and Mark saying that looked like a Warriors team that was fatigued at the end of that game. And Dibs was like, I'm not listening to that as an excuse. And Mark's like, that wasn't an excuse. I'm just telling you they look tired. I'm not using it as an excuse.
It's an explanation.
It's an explanation. But they got to the nuance and the level of what's an excuse, what's not an excuse. excuse. But there is no excuses. I'm with Mark on this. Like, they did look like a team that was fatigued.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Dan Dibley, who has hung his hat on talking about how tired he is.
Wait,
as a sports radio talk host.
Wait, he talks about him being tired?
All the time.
Really?
He took umbrage with someone else using a tired excuse? I just want to make sure I'm clear, because I didn't hear it. I want to make sure I have some of the backstory here.
No, they were just talking about like the word excuse, and Dibs wasn't having it about the fatigue thing. He's like, that's not an excuse. And Willard was saying, hey, I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying that's what happened.
I got Willard's back on this one.
Okay, there you go.
I don't think the messenger in Dan Dibley is the... Dan, I hope you're listening. I love you. But, I mean, let's be honest. You have brought up the, you know, I'm an older dad. And
he is. Grandpa daddy.
He uses that as an excuse for everything.
Listen.
I do too. Don't get me wrong.
Gibbs and Mark, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stoke the flames. I'm not trying to do, like, you know, the you know, what's my show on Game of Thrones? The Dragon's Show. I'm not trying to do the factions here and split people together.
I'm trying to follow.
Right? You're trying to follow? The what is it? House of Dragons.
Oh, House of Dragons.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know the two factions that are splitting off now?
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen to our station. We're going to do Willard and Dibs side. I don't want that. I wasn't trying to do that. I'm just saying. That was the conversation I had yesterday. Fatigue.
But there is an irony in what I said?
A little bit. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. More
that would be like me saying, you're not allowed to be hungry when I say I'm hungry every single day.
I am.
Right?
I'm actually hungry right now, and we were looking at the Double Arches menu.
Oh, can we get into that?
On the other
we
side.
We got into a huge argument about bagels.
Oh, 95.7 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MSR from San Ramon, and you are listening to Joe Shasky and Spadoni on 95.7 The Game.
There you go. Forgetting already? I'm not forgetting anything. I never forget. You know what? I forgive, but you never forget. It's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, you said something, and we'll get right into the Warriors in a second, but you said something this morning.
I did?
Where you were like, oh, McDonald's is introducing bagels. And I was
We have it on the ad real quick, the double arches, Mickey D's. We have the ads playing on the station, so that's why I reacted to it. So they're saying like, oh, you know, we have a bagel, so like and steak and egg. I was like, whoa, bagels? I haven't heard that at McDonald's before ever.
And then me and Carter jumped in. We're like, what are you talking about, dude? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Back in my drinking days, that was my go-to for hangovers the next day, was the bacon, egg, cheese, bagel.
See, oh, no. See, I knew they had the McMuffin. Staple, the egg McMuffin.
Uh-huh.
They have the biscuits there. Uh-huh. Then they got the McGriddles, which is my forte.
See, when I was growing up, McGriddles weren't a thing, though.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, that was one of the
I understand. This is generational.
All right, so they got the biscuit, they got the McGriddles, and they got the McMuffin. I ain't never seen a bagel on the menu, and I'm looking at it right now on the website.
Originated in 1999.
Yeah, it originated in 1999. Okay, and I still don't see it on the menu. I see the sausage
burrito.
Well,
it got removed from the menu in 2020. And then now it's brought back.
Now they're bringing it back. So it's like the McRib for them.
Well, the McRib was seasonal.
Okay.
I mean, the McRib is its own. Don't even go down the McRib. I love a McRib.
I do, too.
Don't even go down.
I love me a
Nothing
McRib.
Nothing like a pork molding.
Oh, it's so good.
Smothered in barbecue sauce.
It's so bad for you, but yet still so damn good.
Everything's bad for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Watching the Warriors, is that bad for you right now?
Oh, who cares?
Dude, there's like xanthium gums and all these different...
Xanthium?
Whatever the heck it's called. There's all these different things.
It's a planet.
Nothing's good for you. I don't... It's okay.
Water's good for you, right?
Yeah, sure.
In moderation?
You know what's bad for my health? Losing to the Spurs the way that they did. You know, stress kills you. Whenever you go to the doctor, whenever you go to the doctor for anything, you know what the doctor always says? You know, a lot of this could be stress. Oh, really? No way!
Really?
I didn't know that.
Being married, have a mortgage, have kids, all that, right?
Is there any way that you could quantify my stress levels right now? No, there's actually no way for us to measure that. But we think stress is involved in making whatever it is that's ailing you worse.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. If I go to GoldenStateLumber.com, that doesn't stress me out because that is a very easy website to navigate, much like this McDonald's menu, which doesn't show me any bagels for breakfast. But that's okay. You know what else is good for breakfast sometimes? Oreo cookies. There's one in Oakland that wants to talk to us. What's up, Oreo cookie? You're on the Morning Roast. How you doing, man?
Hey, what up? Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday. First off, I did want to give a shout out to the YouTube channel. What up, y'all? So I wanted to get into the non-Steph Curry minutes. More specifically, the starts to the second and the fourth quarters. I believe he usually sits to start them. Who makes that decision? Is that a Kerr decision? Is that a player decision? I'm not sure. Like, really what I want to know is it too late to start something different with Kerr? Maybe have Curry sit down before the first is over so he could start the second quarter or maybe even come in earlier because that's where we're losing most of our leads. And that's when we have to come back. So I'm looking at Kerr to see what he's going to do at the starts of the second and fourth quarters.
Thank you, Oreo Cookie. It sounds like you have a suggestion for Steve Kerr. And you know what? I think we're going to do a little segment coming up here. Suggestions you have for Coach Kerr heading into these final two games and into the playoffs. 888-957-9570, because I was listening to the interview that the head coach had yesterday, his weekly interview with Willard and Dibbs, and if you missed any of it, you can find it on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app. We're going to play some of the sound here in a second. But, you know, he was all ears. He's like, yeah, if anyone has suggestions, you know, I'd love to hear. And then Dibbs gave one about, you know, Steph and the inbounds and defensively, all of that. But that's a suggestion right there from Oreo Cookie, the minute allocation for Steph, Joe. And I do think it's not just the player. It's not just the coach. It's the trainers. It's everyone. It's the entire coaching staff. They're all trying to get on the same page. And it's going to be different. Like, from series to series, the minute allocation might shift. So I don't think there's this thing that's automatically baked in all the time. We're going to see things change come playoff time, I would tell you, Oreo. But Joe, is that a thing right now where you're looking at the minute allocation for Stephen Curry?
So they've tinkered with it this year.
Yeah.
And they've gone back and forth on a variety of things. I noticed just how the minutes were allocated. It really became evident to me when they were facing LeBron over the four straight years in the finals. And seeing how LeBron loves to attack second and third units to start that second quarter, like that's kind of been his mantra. And he scores a lot of points in the lane. in transition against those units.
And he gets a lot of foul calls because those guys just, he can't 100%.
Stop. 100%. Yeah. And he likes to kind of pick on those guys. Mm-hmm. And I've long hypothesized, like, why doesn't Steph try to do some of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And Steph's counter has always been, because people have asked him this question many times, is always like, hey, my conditioning level, I like to stay in the game a little longer, and then I like to take my breather then. And, like, it's that way because Steph likes it that way.
Right.
And if Steph wanted it another way, trust me, I believe it would be that way. I don't think this is a Steve Kerr call. I think he collaborates.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a collaboration, going back to Dibbs, sensation, and that's a buck. And it's the trainers, Dr. Rick Celebrini, it's Steph, it's everyone, it's the trainer, all of it, everyone getting on the same page here. And it's going to be a thing. Like, I'm not here to try to say, Oreo, it's not a bad question. It's not.
It's actually a great question.
It's a great question because he's 37 years old. Like, the old guys, the older guys, again, 35, 37, 35, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, all of them together, that's going to be a thing. And if you win one series, then it's another. And if you win another series, it's another series. Okay. Is it going to shift there, whether it's going up against a Lakers or a Nuggets or a Rockets or a OKC? They're each going to have their own individual matchup issues. And, like, the Lakers is a good example, right? And you mentioned LeBron James, because in the first, like, that's the first round scenario I still feel is most likely, as we're talking about all these different scenarios. And we're going to have at some point today, 888-957-9570, who you want to see, Dub Nation. This time on Monday, who do you want to face? 888-957-9570. But I'm looking at right now, the likeliest scenario is still Warriors-Lakers in the first round. And yeah, the minute allocation is going to be interesting because I know they're going to try to stagger who? Luka and LeBron. I want one of those guys out there at all times. Austin Reeves is another one. That's their three-headed kind of offensive monster. So if I could have at least maybe two of those guys on the court at any given time, that'd be great. But at least one for sure. And if you're looking at the Warriors, and that's why it's a little concerning with that loss to the Spurs, those non-Steph Curry minutes, Joe, it was tough to watch outside of Jimmy Butler getting to the lane.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think what makes it difficult in the non-Curry minutes is that I think Kerr, and I get where he's coming, he puts Jimmy and Dre together a lot, and they've had some great synergy. But the other guys you have around those two are extremely important. It's the same thing with Steph. Like, who you have around him is extremely important. Who's going to defend? You know, who's the other big guard alongside of him? And so I don't think this is exclusive to any one player on the team. Whether we're talking about the big three, whether we're talking about Pajemski, whether we're talking about Kevon Looney, GP2, Jonathan Kuminga, like, just go right down the list. When I think about what they could and shouldn't do with Steph's minutes, this is going to be a deep dig.
Oh.
I will never, ever, ever get over Steve Kerr beholding to keeping Steph off the floor for 5 or 6 minutes in that fourth quarter of Game 7, 2016, against Cleveland, and then defending it in the postgame. Like, well, you know, that's his normal rotation. Steve.
Yeah,
it's all or nothing.
It's game 7.
It's all or nothing. And I love Steve. That is one of those ones I'm sure he wants back. And I know that Steph wasn't 100%. I thought it was one of the most asinine explanations I've ever heard. And again, he's an all-time legend. He is dealing with more information than I have. Who knows if Steph was even ready to come back into that game. But I'm like, get Steph back on the floor.
That would have been your suggestion if we're doing suggestion box at 888-957-9570.
Don't play Anderson Varejao or Festus.
I would love for Andrew Bogut not to have gotten hurt in the game prior.
That wasn't the move. The move was like, you go even smaller.
I know. But again, I go back to that game. LeBron and Kyrie were chill.
No, LeBron was doing nothing until Festus fouled him, and then he got three free throws, and then he got hot again. I'm going to get triggered.
It's an all-time great. Like, I'm sorry. The all-time greats showed up
Draymond
in that one.
Draymond Green outplayed LeBron James that first half, and then he was ice cold, and Festus jumped out on the perimeter. He did the lean-in James Harden thing, and he got three free throws, and he was able to get the ball in the hoop and get going. I've watched that game back 50 times.
You're hurting yourself. Stop doing that. You're a glutton for punishment.
There are moments in games
doing that
where somebody gets a little confident. You get what I call a little slump buster, you know, when in any sport, and boom, it becomes a thing, the momentum within the game.
Your suggestion, so we're doing a suggestion box for Steve Kerr, and we're allowing you one suggestion that you have for Steve Kerr going forward here. 888-957-9570. Oreo Cookie was talking about the Steph minute allocation. Can we make an adjustment there? 888 888- 957-9570. You get one suggestion, and Steve Kerr's going to listen to it, Joe. One suggestion.
Why one suggestion?
Why? Because I'm giving you just one. I'm not giving you two.
No, I know, but yesterday they were talking, Willard and Dibbs,
correct,
with Steve Kerr.
Correct.
And I think we have the sound of him actually saying to the guys, hey, I'm open for suggestions, which I think is just incredible that the coach is literally out here saying, hey, you know, it's almost like a, you know, AMA, ask me anything,
right,
or a, you know, jump in my DMs or whatever.
Right, there you go.
He's literally asking for suggestions. Do you have the sound, Carter?
Well, it was a Dibbs response to Steve Kerr. It was like a little back and forth, so I don't know if we cut that part. We can find it, though. But here is, we're talking about minute allocation.
Yeah.
This is Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. You know, a big conversation yesterday was the non-Steph Curry minutes. Does Kuminga, Jimmy, and Draymond? No, it was a legitimate question. Uh-huh. I thought this was interesting, though.
It's always going to be a thing.